go rebuild my church, which as you can see is falling into ruins. These are the words spoken to St. Francis of Assisi from an image of Christ on the crucifix at San Damiano in 1205 AD. These same words inspired Peter Doan, the host of the program you're about to hear. Peter challenges all of us to rebuild not the brick and mortars of our church buildings, but our personal faith and relationships that will rebuild and strengthen the church. Now here's today's program.
Hi, I'm Peter Doan.
And I'm Leslie Doan.
And you're listening to the radio broadcast, Go Rebuild My Church. In this broadcast, we explore ways to put into practice the words spoken to St. Francis of Assisi by our Lord Jesus, and how this theme is relevant as we seek to bring renewal to the church today.
Our passion for renewal was ignited when we came home to the Catholic Church 14 years ago, and that's when we heard the call to rebuild and joined efforts with many other renewal movements within the church.
Now, you can learn more about our journey home and our lay apostolate dedicated to renewal in the Catholic Church by visiting our website at www.catholicdiscipleshipministries.org.
Our prayer is through the ministry of this radio program and our lay apostolate, we can provide pathways for you to join the rebuilding process and experience renewal.
We want to welcome listeners joining us for the first time. In our broadcast, we examine sacred scripture, excerpts from the catechism, the lives of our saints, and the teaching of the church as we seek to challenge individuals, families, and local parishes to rebuild and renew the Catholic faith here in America. Today, we want to discuss the need for rebuilding a missional church. I believe there's a reality concerning the church in the West. We must ask ourselves some difficult questions. Some statistics coming out of Italy, for instance, caught my attention last year.
Yes, we talked about it on our program.
Yes. In 2023, a new report on the state of the Catholic faith in Italy shows the Catholic Church is now in deep decline there in Italy. This was the ultimate wake-up call for the church, I believe, in the West, and a powerful example of why the call to rebuild a missional church is now.
Yes, Peter, Italy has traditionally been known as a Catholic country. In fact, my grandparents immigrated to the U.S. from Italy.
That's right.
We know that Rome became the seat of authority in the early church first, because that's where St. Peter was crucified and St. Paul was beheaded. Then, of course, we all know that the Emperor Constantine proclaimed in 313 AD the Edict of Milan, which declared Christianity a legal religion. He called for the Council of Nicaea that formulated the Nicene Creed, and he had the Church of the Holy Sepulchre built. So there's a lot of history there in Italy.
Amen. So now, two important Catholic prelates, Leslie, whose comments are critical to this period of history we are experiencing now in the Catholic Church. First of all, Pope Benedict XVI in 1969, as Father Joseph Ratzinger did a radio broadcast on German radio. There he predicted the church would go through a great pruning and lose significant numbers and cultural influence, yet it would grow in spiritual power, humility, and simplicity during that time. I love that, what he brought to us, Leslie.
Yes, and he also said it would be hard going for the church as it would go through a great sifting, and we see that right now.
Mm-hmm.
But once that's passed, he said, a great power will flow from a more spiritualized and simplified church.
Now, a second voice that needs to be heeded is that of Cardinal Timothy Dolan. In the book I wrote, Encounter Jesus, Transforming Catholic Culture in Crisis, I quoted Cardinal Dolan as saying, the most urgent pastoral need we have now is to renew the luster of the church, to make it in the light of the world and the salt of the earth as Jesus intends his body to be. And then recently, in January of 2023, Dolan again pointed out that the church is indeed facing what Father Ratzinger spoke of and prophesied of. In fact, he called the days of the past used to be Catholicism. We are no longer what we used to be, he said, regarding our influence upon the culture and our internal health and dynamic.
Cardinal Dolan went on to point out what he believes is the solution. So that was great. He identified the problem, but he gave a solution.
Yes, amen.
The church needs to make a paradigm shift. What does that mean? He said it's a significant transition in attitude, approach, and strategy. And he said the most accurate description of that shift is to move from maintenance to mission, which is very dear to your heart, isn't it, Peter?
And Leslie, that's what we want to talk about today. Another voice calling us to be missional is Father John Ricardo. Just recently, he visited the Lafayette Diocese of Indiana. Father Ricardo is the founder of Acts 29, a mission he started in 2019. His hope for this lay apostolate is to help transform the church by proclaiming the gospel in a new, compelling way, he says.
Right. He's trying to move the church from maintenance to mission.
Yes. Now, the diocese gathered all its priests and local lay leaders together for a day-long session with Father Ricardo. This is some of what he had to say, Leslie. He said, "There is a current reality of the church. From 1970 until now, there has been a 60% decrease in Catholic weddings." He said, also, "Two-thirds of Catholics do not believe in the real presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist." And then he said, 70% of Americans who were raised Catholic no longer practice their faith.
Well, he didn't stop there, because amid this crisis, Father Ricardo made some statements that resonate with Peter and me, and we've been discussing these ideas recently in our broadcast.
Yes.
Last week, Peter had a wonderful interview with Brian Bibb, the Director of Mission and Discipleship for Men at St. John the Evangelist Church in Indianapolis. Their topic was the necessity for discovering and developing our spiritual gifts. If you go to the website for Catholic Radio Indy, you can download that interview. Well, Father Ricardo echoed this in his address to the leaders in the Lafayette of Indiana Diocese. He said, "We must put our faith into action, which includes discerning the gifts and strengths that we're all given by God and using those gifts to evangelize the church." So in other words, he was saying, Peter, to move from maintenance to mission, we must discern our gifts. We got to use those gifts.
Amen. Father Ricardo went on to say this, "The first fundamental conviction as missionary disciples is that you are not alive now by chance." In this way, he emphasized why discerning those God-given gifts are so important. He stated this, Leslie, "With all that is happening in the world right now, God very intentionally and deliberately willed you and me to be alive at this moment in history. He said you were born for right now, and God has deposited extraordinary gifts in you. And the greatest and most worthwhile thing that you can do is to go out there in the world and help people." I love that. Father Ricardo summed up this line of discussion by stating the church has moved out of a Christendom into an apostolic culture. He said a Christendom culture arises, he said, when society's vision is Christian and the church is succeeding. An apostolic culture arises when society's vision is not Christian and the faith finds itself at odds with the prevailing culture. This again sounds like what Father Ratzinger was saying in 1969, Leslie.
Well, this definitely says to me that there is a lot of rebuilding to be done in our beloved church in our present day in order to move from maintenance to mission. And I know, Peter, that you've often stated that the book of Nehemiah really is that picture of rebuilding. And really shows us just how bad was the damage to the walls of Jerusalem.
Yeah, the walls of Jerusalem were totally destroyed by the Babylonians, and Nehemiah was called to go back and rebuild those walls. There were enemies that resisted his call, but finally he completed the work. And this is, again, one of many pictures in the scripture, Leslie, where we see that God is not only a builder, but he's a rebuilder as well.
Okay, Peter, we're going to take a short break now, and when we return, we will talk about how the building of the tabernacle foreshadowed the building of the church.
You're listening to Go Rebuild My Church. This program is underwritten in part by Willie and Deborah Wood, in memory of their parents, Woody and Joyce Wood, and Bill and Elsie Brooks. Catholic Radio Indy thanks the Wood family for their support.
You've probably heard, for almost any need, there's an app for that. Well, for great reception of Catholic Radio wherever you are, there's an app for that, too. And our app is free. Just visit your app store and look for Catholic Radio Indy. Use all three words, Catholic Radio Indy. In just minutes, you'll have transformed your humble cell phone into a spectacular receiver that can get Catholic Radio Indy wherever you are. Remember, visit your app store and look for Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to today's broadcast. Today we are discussing the call to rebuild a missional church, and we're learning that Pope Benedict, before he was Pope, outlined that our Catholic Church would face a deep pruning in the future. Also, Cardinal Dolan of New York has confirmed in 2024 that this is indeed the time that we live in, and we are in a paradigm shift. As the Cardinal stated, the best way to express that shift is moving from maintenance to mission. So we want those words to stick with you today.
Amen.
Well, we also discussed a recent session of leaders where Father John Ricardo proclaimed that we live in a unique time with great opportunities. We previously were in a time of Christianity, and now we are having to move into an apostolic time again. Okay, so Peter, help us understand what that means for us and our listeners. Tell us the next steps to move from maintenance to mission.
Now, there's a very important building project in the Old Testament, Leslie, initiated when God's people left Egypt. In the wilderness, God called Moses to build a tabernacle. And there's an interesting dynamic behind the building of that tabernacle. God repeatedly told Moses to build it according to the pattern he received on the mountain. He said that several times, and it's also quoted in the New Testament. Of course, the tabernacle was an Old Testament type of the church. While building the tabernacle also and all its furnishings surrounding the preparations in Exodus 35 through 40, the phrase, as the Lord had commanded Moses, appears unbelievably 19 times as they're building all of that.
I did not know that. Yeah. Thank you for pointing that out. Mm-hmm. So, Peter, I hear you saying that the Lord gave Moses a blueprint, a pattern to build the tabernacle and its furnishings, and he continued to reinforce the pattern by calling Moses to obedience through the building process. Well, what can we learn from this today, Peter?
I would propose the first step in rebuilding a missional church is to identify the patterns for building the church that we find in the Acts of the Apostles. When it comes to building the church, Matthew 16, Jesus said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." The how-tos are not hidden from us, Leslie.
Now, right. He made it clear, just like he did in the Old Testament.
Right. Now, in May of 2019, our Pope Francis began a series of audiences on the Acts of the Apostles. And I would like us to look at some of the ideas from his first audience to influence this powerful book in the New Testament and how it can reveal to us the pattern on how to build and rebuild a missional church. So let's listen to what Pope Francis said. He said, "This biblical book, written by St. Luke the Evangelist, speaks to us about the journey. A journey, but what journey? Of the journey of the gospel in the world. And it shows us the marvelous bond," he said, "between the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, who inaugurates the time of evangelization." That's how he started out. The Pope went on to say, "When the Spirit visits the human Word, it becomes dynamic, and it opens up new paths and expands the borders of the people of God." The Pope said, "The one who gives vibrant residence and decisiveness to our human Word is the Spirit who anointed Jesus and supported him in the mission." See the focus on mission there, Leslie? "And the Spirit who guaranteed perseverance and fruitfulness as he guarantees to our proclamation even unto day." Now, Leslie, in preparing for today, I wanted to reiterate that the Holy Spirit is mentioned approximately, get this, 57 times in the Acts of the Apostles.
Right, and if we're to move from maintenance to mission, how much more should we rely on the Holy Spirit?
Yeah, there's biblical commentators and theologians that say that sometimes we've misnamed that book, and it should be called the Acts of the Holy Spirit. The Pope went on to say, "The Gospels conclude with the resurrection and ascension of Jesus, and the narrative plot of the Acts of the Apostles begins precisely here, the promise of the Father." he said, you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. The Pope said the baptism in the Holy Spirit, in fact, is the experience that allows us to enter into the personal communication with God and to participate in his universal salvific will, acquiring the endowment of, and the Pope uses the Greek word here, parhesia, which is courage. This is the boldness to be on mission and to proclaim. And Leslie, I really like that emphasis that the Pope is bringing, that in order for us to be bold, in order to do what the Lord has called us to do, we need the Holy Spirit.
Right, we need courage.
Yeah, in fact, in Acts 14, when the disciples were being threatened by the powers that be in that day, they went back home, got together, prayed. The Bible says the whole room was shaken by the Holy Spirit, and they were filled, and they went out and proclaimed in boldness. The Pope went on to say this, the risen one invites his own not to live in the present with anxiety, but to make a covenant with time. That's really interesting, isn't it? To make a covenant with time. That kind of refers to like Father Ricardo, who's saying that this time we've been born for a special mission.
Right. We have a unique opportunity.
The Pope says the risen one invites his own not to fabricate the mission themselves, but to wait for the Father to dynamize. That means to make dynamite their hearts with his Spirit, to engage in a missionary witness. There that word is again, capable of shining from Jerusalem to Samaria, to transcend the confines of Israel in order to reach the world's peripheries. That sounds like mission to me, don't you think?
Absolutely.
The Pope ended up this introduction to his catechesis on Acts by saying this, the apostles experience that expectation together. They live it as the Lord's family in the upper room or cenacle, the walls of which still bear witness, the gift by which Jesus consigned himself to his own in the Eucharist. And how they did await that power, that dynamic of God by praying in perseverance, as they were not many but one, by praying in unity and with the perseverance. And that's the overview of how Pope Francis introduced the Acts of the Apostles. I think that's really important for us to meditate on those things, Leslie.
Okay, well, let's take another break now, but please stay with us. And when we return, we will discuss what Peter is describing as apostolic patterns. There's that word again, patterns, found in the Acts of the Apostles. And if we're to rebuild a missional church, these patterns must be rediscovered, and then the missional church can be rebuilt. So please stay with us.
You're listening to Go Rebuild My Church. This program is underwritten in part by Willie and Deborah Wood, in memory of their parents, Woody and Joyce Wood, and Bill and Elsie Brooks. Catholic Radio Indy thanks the Wood family for their support.
There are three kinds of cars. New cars, used cars, and then those other cars. You know, the ones that are probably best off if they were donated to Catholic Radio Indy. If you've got one of those cars, it's simple and easy to donate them. We'll even tow it away for you. Just visit our website, catholicradioindy.org, and click on the Donate Your Car button. Or you can call us at 317-870-8400, and we can get the process going for you. Just a reminder that Catholic Radio is listener-supported. If you haven't joined our family of donors yet, you can do so online at catholicradioindy.org.
Welcome back to today's broadcast. We're sharing today that Jesus plans to rebuild his church. And today we learn that the heart of God is to rebuild what has fallen into ruin in our church. And just as Nehemiah was called to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, so we too are called to rebuild where the walls have been damaged in our church. The goal will be to rebuild a missional church. And in our last segment, we saw that God gave Moses a blueprint and a pattern of how he wanted the tabernacle built in the wilderness. So too, Jesus has given us a pattern on the building of his church. That pattern is found in the Acts of the Apostles. Peter, your favorite book.
Yes.
So with the time we have remaining, Peter, let's share some of those patterns that we see in the Apostolic Church that will move us from maintenance to mission.
And again, Leslie, what we said in the last segment is we quoted Pope Francis. I believe that that was really important because he laid out there in his introduction to the Acts of the Apostles of just what a pivotal scripture the Acts of the Apostles is.
And the pivotal role of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So this call to rebuild is the Holy Spirit's call, first of all, just as in the Acts of the Apostles. The initial call to build was the Holy Spirit's call. Also, the church he rebuilds will be apostolic in its both orthodoxy and missional in its orthopraxy. And what I mean by that, those are two theological words, Leslie, both in its doctrine, that's the orthodoxy, and also in its practice, which is orthopraxy. If we know that all advance will come only through the Holy Spirit and prayerful intercession, we can then begin to look at the patterns in the Holy Spirit. But remember, under the foundations will be a combination of the Holy Spirit doing his work and the church doing prayerful intercession.
Okay, well, what's the first pattern? What's the first thing that we see?
So the first pattern that we see of preaching and teaching in the New Testament is preaching and teaching the kerygma.
Okay, and that's what they led out with, the kerygma.
And that must always implement and be implemented in all places. So what's a definition of the kerygma? The term kerygma originates from Greek and means proclamation. It represents the basic and simple message proclaimed by the apostles about Jesus Christ. Now, what is the content of the kerygma? The kerygma emphasizes these following points that are so critical.
And we've covered this before on our broadcast because we just want everyone to feel comfortable sharing this proclamation.
Very good. First of all, Jesus as the chosen Messiah. Jesus fulfills the promises of God, and this is the long-awaited Messiah. That was in the preaching of the kerygma. Secondly, the crucifixion and the resurrection. Jesus rose gloriously from the dead despite being crucified. Thirdly, the kerygma is the exaltation and the ascension of Jesus. Jesus now sits at the Father's right hand and calls all of us through him into the church. And then next, Leslie, response is required, and this is so important. The kerygma demands a response from each one of us. That response includes, number one, repentance. We must all turn away from sin. Secondly, baptism. Accepting baptism initiates into the new life Christ offers. And Leslie, it's so important with the sacrament of baptism, as St. Thomas Aquinas teaches us, that we need to be rightly disposed towards our baptism. That means we need to say, yes, I agree that I am who what my baptism has done for me. In fact, every Easter season, I have an opportunity to confess what we believe about our baptism. And then finally, a preparation for judgment. That's a required response also in the kerygma. Living in alignment with Jesus Christ prepares us for the impending judgment. And Leslie, this last section, I've really noticed, is one that we don't emphasize enough as Catholics, and that is when we present Jesus Christ, we go through all these beautiful things that he did, but then in the kerygma, always, there's a call for people that are listening to respond and say yes. And if we don't give people a chance to respond and say yes, then the kerygma is not complete. In the book of Acts, it's interesting to note that the kerygma is presented 8 times, 5 by St. Peter, and then 3 by St. Paul.
And I would encourage everybody to look those up and read them because it will really inspire you.
So this is very important, a first pattern that must go into rebuilding a missional church, Leslie.
Well, the second pattern that we discovered in the Acts of the Apostles is just the importance of fellowship through the community that the Holy Spirit created there. That sense of community strengthened the early believers in their faith. It helped enable them to endure persecution. It helped them spread the gospel. And finally, it modeled the virtues of love, compassion, and care for others so that the outsiders would see that this was really a living and breathing thing, right?
Yeah, so this is pattern number two that you're telling us about. The third pattern was a continual, steadfast devotion to four things that we see in Acts 2:42. And the thing to emphasize there, Leslie, that this wasn't just a Sunday-only experience and culture that the Christians had in that first century. It says they continually, steadfastly devoted themselves to four things. Number one, the apostles' teachings. Number two, to fellowship. Number three, to the breaking of bread. And that article, the, is in the Greek language that infers that that's the Eucharist. They continually devoted themselves to receiving the Eucharist. And then finally, and fourthly, the prayers. It was just not any prayers. And this, as Bible commentators believe, implies the liturgy as well. So rebuilding a missional church will emphasize and prioritize and structure in the parishes these four essentials.
Well, the fourth pattern was evangelism and outreach. It was what every believer did. One-on-one evangelism defeated the secular pagan Roman Empire, and everyone, not just the clergy, evangelized. It wasn't limited to small teams or guest speakers or programs or a select group in the community. A disciple knew how to share the kerygma and lead someone to Jesus Christ, his kingdom, and his church.
Wonderful. And a last pattern that we have time to mention today is the pattern of signs, wonders, and miracles. And this shows us that to be missional, we need to discover, develop, and deploy our spiritual gifts like we've been talking about. Some of the gifts are ordinary, like teaching the catechism. Some gifts are extraordinary, as Father Ricardo spoke about in restoring these extraordinary gifts. Time today doesn't allow us, Leslie, to fully explain the patterns found in the Acts of the Apostles, but we find leadership and organization, boldness, spiritual warfare, conversion stories, suffering in the gospel, so many patterns that we can find there, and finally, the Holy Spirit mentioned 57 times.
Well, Peter, will you pray for us now that we could all join in this just extreme effort to move the church from maintenance to mission?
Heavenly Father, we pray today in Jesus' name that you would renew all of us in the Holy Spirit as you brought the Holy Spirit to the Acts of the Apostles. Allow us to know, as Father Ricardo said, that we've been born for such a time as this, and give us, each of us, the grace to fulfill our calling and renew the church. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen. Well, thank you, listeners, for joining us today as we seek to connect you as individuals, your families, and parishes to the rebuilding and renewal of the Catholic faith here in America. And make sure to become a regular listener of Catholic Radio Indy. Goodbye for now, and
keep the faith.
You've been listening to Go Rebuild My Church with Peter Doan. Podcasts of this program are available at www.catholicradioindy.org.